This is Future Water, where we talk about all the ways in which companies, utilities, and people are addressing challenges and opportunities in water. Today, it's all about wastewater epidemiology. This is Rhys Tisdale. But before I begin, I wanted to call out a couple things. Obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, you know that Bluefield has launched The Future of Water, albeit softly. The Future of Water is really to highlight interesting news and topics that our team of Bluefield Research is uncovering through our daily processes. So feel free to subscribe to that. We'll be rolling out more going forward. That being said, also another thing I wanted to call out, now that we have this medium, the podcast, I wanted to give a shout out to Dave McGimsey, who we've been working with for a long time. He's the best in the water podcast business, and he's got intriguing interviews with water industry experts on a range of topics. Also, his archive is deep, and I know he continues to attract a number of great guests. It's a good resource just for your own water interests. So subscribe to the Water Values podcast as well on all podcast platforms. With that being said, so today I'm joined by Keith Hayes, one of my partners at Bluefield. Keith, how's it going?
It's going all right, Rhys. Under the circumstances, we're holding up over here. How are you doing?
Pretty good. It is a Monday. It's always sort of weird to go into a Monday after a weekend just sitting at home wondering, what did I do? So speaking of, Keith, you're in Barcelona. What's going on with COVID over there? I mean, you guys, at one point, I'm in Boston, obviously. You guys are a step ahead of us, or were a step ahead of us. You're getting a little bit of rebound.
Yeah, it looks that way. I think that there's a lot of nervousness right now because the virus, the pandemic was pretty much under control as of May. They started rolling back some of the confinement, the quarantine measures, and they really were starting to let people get out there and enjoy the sunshine, and summer was starting, but I think everybody was concerned once you start opening the economy. Spain is about 15% of its economy is based on tourism, so they couldn't keep all the tourists out for the whole summer. So now tourists have come. Now that locals have left the city to go to their beach houses or whatever, we've got little outbreaks starting to crop up all over the country. It started out in two or three provinces now. A few hot spots are in Aragon, Lleida, and here in Barcelona. So we're all trying to be careful, wearing the mask, and we're all hoping this thing will end sooner rather than later.
I mean, it feels like a century ago. I mean, there was one point I remember, like, even like your son, he couldn't even leave the house for like a month and a half.
Yeah, we were all buckled down. I think we all got to know each other a little bit better. Or for worse.
Everybody thinks it's bad, but when you can't cross the threshold of the front door for a month and a half, that's when it gets out of hand.
We were locked down here. I think we were on the heels of Italy and took it very seriously. And it's no joke. I mean, tens of thousands of people have died here. The healthcare system reacted pretty well, I would say. I mean, they had to set up some makeshift hospitals as they have elsewhere. But I think we're all searching for ways out of this. And as you were starting to allude to before, one of them could be being able to detect this better through wastewater-based epidemiology.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, I mean, we could talk about COVID all day, but I think this is actually pretty timely. Some of the research you've been doing